In the Iraq War, elite, highly trained Special Forces soldiers played an unprecedented role, gathering intelligence, marking targets, and mobilizing resistance to Saddam Hussein. Special Forces have become one of the fastest-growing parts of the Army. And to meet this expanded role, the Army is now recruiting hundreds of new Green Berets, including mid-career professionals who come directly from civilian jobs, NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
It wasn't long ago that Alan Mattetti spent his days working at an engineering firm in Schenectady. The 38-year-old computer programmer earned about $70,000 a year in a lucrative but mundane job.
I'd show up at 8 in the morning, work on software, schedule applications, manage the work getting done, leave at 5.
Did you be one of those guys who worked in a cubicle?
I had an office, but it wasn't a whole lot better than a cubicle.
Today, Mattetti is far away from his office and keyboard. Deep in a forest near Fort Bragg, North Carolina, he's among dozens of Army recruits and National Guardsmen going through a rigorous conditioning course. They've given up civilian life for a chance to join the Special Forces.
It just feels like it's the right thing for me to be doing. And some of it's patriotism, some of it's about pushing myself, some of it kind of can be summed up in the responsibility of the strong to protect the weak, and I've always been considered one of the strong, and I hadn't been bothering to do that for a long time.
Platoon! Attention!
This course is part of a new Army program designed to take people off the street and turn them into accomplished warriors. Until recently, soldiers had to spend about 3 years in the service before they could join the Special Forces. Now, recruits can start training after just a few months. Captain Pete Huey, the course commander, says the expedited program has attracted older people who might not have joined the Army otherwise.
You have a good number that have been in some sort of professional job, and that can be anything from firemen and police officer jobs to stockbrokers. You know, we've had guys who have been in sort of a white-collar type job and just decided that they wanted to do something more tangible, certainly to serve their country. And the events of September 11th, I think, spurred a lot of those guys to go ahead and make that commitment.
The recruiting initiative comes as the Pentagon is increasing the size of the Special Operations Command, which includes the Army Special Forces and other elite fighting groups like the Navy SEALs and Air Force Combat Controllers. The troops are schooled in covert operations, intelligence gathering, and other unconventional skills that Huey says are essential in modern warfare.
There is an ever-increasing role for Special Forces out in the world, both in conflicts such as Afghanistan and Iraq, but also, you know, peacetime missions throughout the world. And the long-term goal is to bring more soldiers into the force, but without lowering the standards in the qualification process.
All members of the Army Special Forces are men, and of those who begin training, less than half win the right to wear green berets. The rest drop out or are asked to leave, many unable to cope with the strenuous requirements.
All right, gentlemen. This evening, you'll navigate cross-country to 4 points listed on your scorecard.
As he prepared for a nighttime navigation drill, Jason Baumgartner said the job he left as a Milwaukee police officer wasn't challenging enough. He made a 5-year commitment to the Army and considers Special Forces training a personal test.
I mean, physically it's challenging, but it comes down to whether or not you're mentally tough enough to just say, okay, I might be in pain, but I can get through that.
Recruits say their decision to enlist in the Army also can challenge their families. Most see their income drop, and some soldiers have to console wives or parents who are scared about potential dangers. 28-year-old Chris Lathrop says his girlfriend left him after he gave up his Boston consulting business to join the Special Forces.
She has significant concerns about my safety. She has a lot of concerns about how the military will change me as a person, and didn't want me to be a part of it, and did want me to quit, and I wouldn't do it.
Lathrop says he doesn't regret his decision, even though he lost his girlfriend and broke his foot during training. He says he simply never felt fulfilled as a businessman, and the drills here at Fort Bragg give him what he always wanted, a career that pushes him beyond his limits.
Everybody look at me! Eyeballs, eyeballs, eyeballs! Start time!
Adam Hochberg, NPR News.